seeking another term on the pork board and a social media battle brewing. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. A pork producer from Northeast Indiana is stepping forward once again to keep a strong voice for Hoosier farmers at the national level. CJ Miller shares her story.
My goal from the very start is to do whatever I can to help bring our industry together and really make a difference in this industry.
And that's Elaine Johnson, who farms with her husband's family near Columbia City in Whitley County. She's seeking a second term as a director of the National Pork Board. She tells Hoosier Ag Today how she first got involved.
Well, I guess they asked, CJ. It's kind of one of those things where you keep showing up and you see a need for producers and for farmers to continue to engage with our communities and our consumers and help them to really understand what we're doing. And, you know, we've been so fortunate to have people within the Indiana pork world and the Farm Bureau world both to show up for us and help support us and help provide resources to us. And so I really felt it was important that when they asked for help, that we show up for them too.
She says she not only wants to build on the marketing efforts domestically for the pork checkoff, but also to continue to seek out new global markets and opportunities for U.S. pork.
Taste what pork can do. That's one of our efforts right now that we're using to drive our domestic demand, keeping that 30% of our product that is exported growing. And we know that by diversifying those markets, our emerging markets, it really helps us protect our position in the global space.
So why does Johnson want to serve a second term?
Well, there's more work to be done, CJ. And so when I had the opportunity to throw my name back in the ring, I was really excited to be able to do that and excited to continue the good work that's being done.
USDA will make the final determination later this summer of those who will be serving as a National Pork Board director. You can hear more of my conversation with Elaine Johnson at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.